Rusty Quill presents.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
I wonder what Hartra's going to bring him in next. Maybe it's some sort of ladder with a net at the top and a barrel full of space cats, and maybe there's a bottle of rum sort of stuffed down his gullet, or some sort of moisture bath that's been electrified, and he's just in the bottom, juddering about, shouting, "David! David, please."
You get in there, Trexel. You hop in there, and you
no,
you can't. You,
I'm not.
I've rolled.
Funny.
No,
I'm an
I've rolled you in that rug, and you will just lay there like a tube of doom. And I want you to think about what you've done.
A tube of doom? I'm a tube of potential. And if you squeeze me into your mouth, I'll make your teeth shiny, shiny with opportunity.
David,
give me a chance.
David,
world.
Do you know where I found him?
Oh, in a rug.
That's my rug.
Oh, in your bedroom?
Yes. Yes!
Oh dear, it seems we've stumbled upon the creepiest option.
I found a way in. I finally found a way in. You can't expunge all the vent records, Hartro. I found a way in, and I found a drinks cabinet. Glug, 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 and there she found me. Blotto on the floor, absinthe everywhere. So much creme de menthe. Your sheets will smell like mint until you die.
He touched my things. David Seven, he was in my chamber. He was in my habitat.
I touched him with my face. I checked them all up.
I mean, silver linings. If he's covered it all in alcohol, it'll burn better.
A silver lining in the same way that being dead means less wear and tear on your furnishings.
This isn't all alcohol.
Shh.
Did you just suggest that we're going to light him?
No, your bedroom, because obviously it's got to be gone now.
Yeah, most of it's in the rug.
I mean, you could set Trexel on fire. He would burn very well.
Like a Yule.
You can try, but he'll just be burning off layers of alcohol and grime. I'm like a whole body Leidenfrost effect.
He was in my craft room. He had crafts. He had crafts in my liquor.
I found so many figurines. I ate a lot of them. Very pointy. Lots of people pointing and going, "What ho?" Into my gullet they go. Scrapey, scrapey, scrape. Crunchy, crunchy,
why?
Crunch.
Yeah, why? Why?
Why? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why? Good question. Why? After a while, destruction becomes its own reward.
So that on a pillow.
You know, it's more sort of like a way of life as opposed to something I tried to do. I found Hartro's room. I found Hartro's things. Nice things shouldn't belong to other people because they're not mine.
So you eat them.
And then you're eating figurines. And so much craft paper and quite a few pairs of scissors.
You need different scissors for different cuts, and you have to come at things at different angles, and sometimes you need a big cut and a... You wouldn't understand.
And each one of those scissors has their own unique taste. All of them include blood.
And now they're gone.
And now they're gone. You'll see them again in a bit, but you won't want them back.
Oh, you could keep that rug. You stay in that rug. I don't want it back.
Oh, lovely. A new rug. It's like a jacket, except you can't move your arms and legs.
Funny thing is, I had no idea where he was. I've been out all day looking for him. And I returned home in despair and disgruntled, couldn't find him in disarray, and there he was.
And then you smelt him. And then you can smell. You open your front door and you're like, "That's not how my house..." He's inside! He's inside the house! The smell's coming from inside the house! And you just hear me laughing from the other room. Have you got any more figurines? I'm quite peckish.
It's a review. Oh. Let's do the review. I can be professional. It's fine. I'm not shaken.
Tell you what.
You can all be professional.
Tell you what. After this, when we're done, we can go roll him down some stairs.
Yes.
Finally. some good, clean fun for all the family.
Well, now, let's not... You're not gangsters. We're all employees together.
How do you know we're not gangsters?
Because you haven't got cool, coquettish hats and shorthand that I don't understand, but pretend I do.
So after this, David Seven, we're going to go Tilly and the Ling Dong.
Make hats.
Yes.
Yes, and we're going to shuffle him away up the old avenue.
That's right.
I have no idea what you're talking... Gangsters, please, please, don't make me sleep with the spaces.
Aye.
Is that some sort of gangster alarm call?
Yeah, but before that, gotta do the review.
Ah.
Which, you're here.
Yes.
And you've been here, so how review do this?
It's a conflict of interest, surely.
Oh, no, yes, no, it's fine. We're reviewing how we've been working together the last four... briefs.
No, but Hatra. I've been in a couple of reviews myself.
Yeah?
You should remember, you were there.
Mm.
And I never got to review me, so how do you get to review you? That's not fair.
It's simple.
Okay. Oh, it's simple. Oh, thank goodness it's simple. I'll be able to understand it. Okay. Explain it to me simply.
Well, I've got this form here.
Yes.
There we go. Right. And I just need to simply see, write down some things, how I feel about how we've done. I'll ask you some questions and I might put us through some experiments to just prove.
These experiments involve games in which you suddenly disappear, become a voice speaker in the ceiling, and we nearly die. Because we've seen your games before, Hacho! And if they're not incredibly well-constructed dioramas, a Fantasyland experience role-played together, they're a death maze.
Those are the three official options.
This is a little different, okay? I'll give you that. I mean, I haven't had as much time to prepare this one because I've been with you.
And also, all of your crafts have been destroyed and are mostly in my tum.
Stop it! We will get the aye gangsters out if we need to.
Again, gangsters are not some form of bird or marsupial with an alarm call.
We'll bring them in early.
Am I going to be able to play a character? Could I maybe sort of, I don't know.
Well, no, David, you have to play yourself because it's how well do we work together.
Oh.
So you could be...
We're not assessing your character's abilities, we're assessing yours, your meager abilities, David, your paltry abilities.
Okay.
I mean, you could be a version of David Seven.
Okay.
Maybe a good one. That'd be interesting. A good version of David.
Credit where credit is due. That's a great slam.
Okay, Trexel.
Yes?
You're being very feisty for somebody who's rolled up in a carpet.
Well, you know, when you can't move your arms and legs, all the energy has to come out of your face and neck.
Okay, I tell you what, I think all the blood's sort of just pooling in the bottom of his body. I'm just going to stand him up. Prop him in a corner.
Well, you are strong.
I'm at a coquettish angle myself. I'm like a hat on the head of a gangster.
Aye.
Oh, dear. It's spreading.
Right, so before we start, I do need to write down, how do you think the last four briefs were answered? One, great. Two, okay. Three, not so good.
I'd say that's a strong one. Great in every facet, because each one was a Geissman original.
Mm. Okay, examples.
Hang on, I remember this. Don't worry about me. I remember the briefs. Me? The briefs? All of them. Remember them? You know, it's like they're tattooed on the inside of my eyelid, so when I fall asleep, I just think, what a good solution we did to that brief, which I remember, both solution and brief. So, one.
What a very long-winded way to say no.
So, one. Okay, I put one for Trexel and David Seven. One, two,
well,
three.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe sort of a... I'm sort of a 1.5.
Ooh, all right. Room for improvement. I like that.
Yeah, we've got somebody to drink a lot of red wine.
We did do that.
Pretty sure we had some moisturiser cocktails on the go.
Yeah, pretty good.
I think some sort of animal sort of uprising thing.
I'm hearing ones all round, David. Why are you selling yourself short? Why the 0.4?
I mean, I think the animal uprising is probably more of a 2.
But it's an overall. It's an overall sampling.
Yes, so 1.5.
So 1.4 rounded up to 1. There you go. Perfect.
Great. So the second part of the review is just, we feel like we've done well. Now we're just going to prove that with some physical data. So we do need to unroll Trexel. Well, I don't know. Wait, let's leave him in there. Not for this. I'll do a different one first. Right. Okay, this is simple.
I feel like my body's sort of gone quite cold. Is that normal?
Yeah.
But my head's really hot.
You shouldn't have eaten my crafts.
I'm like a match full of crafts.
What we're going to do is just all of us breathe in. Oh, wait, close your eyes.
Okay.
Stand up.
Right, yep.
Okay, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out.
Drexel Geistman.
Okay, now as a team, we are going to count to 20.
20!
Drexel, just... We're going to count to 20, from 1 to 20.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18,
19, 20! You can only... Well, you can't say the numbers at the same time, and you can't say them really fast like Drexel just did. And we have to get to 20.
20.
As a team.
Team and 20.
If we say them at the same time, we have to start over again.
Hartra, we do only have, like, well, under an hour or so.
No, this is because this is going to demonstrate how well we work as a team.
Is that what this will demonstrate?
20. Right.
Because we'll be able to get from 1 to 20 without saying it at the same time. So
20.
Sense when somebody else is going to say it and don't say it. Starting now.
20.
Drexel. Drexel. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have to go from 1 to 20. You have to go from 1
Oh, from 1
to
20. Okay.
And you...
1.
No, we're not starting.
Until I
say we're starting.
And we're going from 1 to 20?
Yeah, to show how well we work as a group. So as a group, we do this.
Okay.
Okay, close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, and we're going now.
1.
2.
20. We did it! 1 to 20.
I wonder if I can selectively depressurize just part of a room.
Drexel, you have to do all the numbers. You have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11. No, you said go 1, 2, 20.
No.
The numbers 1 through the number 20.
Oh, well, if you're going to be confusing about it. Okay, fine.
No. Me and David 7 are going to do it. Drexel, you don't get to play.
Okay. 20.
Drexel. Okay, David 7, we're going to breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Okay, and ready, go.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
11.
12.
13.
14.
15.
16.
17.
18.
19.
20. There we go!
Yeah, seemed really good.
That's nothing. You're just saying numbers. Hartro.
No, we did it as a team.
I just want to prove to you, just you and I. David, you don't complicate things. You and I, just quickly do it, okay? Just trust me. Okay, I can do this. Okay. Okay.
But we've already passed it.
No, but please, one go. One chance to prove myself. I'll go first. I'll go fast.
Breathe.
One.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Okay. 1.
2.
20. I just can't resist the easy path. I just can't resist it. I thought I could resist it, but I couldn't. It's just there.
But you even set it up. You were going to prove to me that you could do it.
Hartro, I am the most shocked of all of us here, but here we are, in the boat of reason. I am a sail, shifting in the breeze. I have a priority one moment, the next moment, I've got distracted by the breeze.
Okay, well, half of us did that well. So, I mean, we are improving.
It was over half.
Round it up to a one, I'd say.
Half. Ooh, that's true.
Round it up.
Yes. Nice. I'm going to round that. Well, that was...
Yep.
We're showing a majority of us work well as a team.
What do they... Sorry, David. What do they call me?
Drexel Rounding Error Geistman.
That is a hurtful nickname that I thought I'd got past. That was one rounding error. Of course, I rounded from off to on, and the on was a reactor, and the people were cleaning it, so it was a big rounding error, sure, but I think that's small-minded of you. Have a bigger mind, David. Have a big, expanding, irradiated mind.
What kind words?
Right, moving on. I think we'll do quite good at this one. I think this is the one I should have opened with.
Will we?
If the last one's any guide, I think we'll nail it. We'll nail it like you nail a butterfly to your leg.
Do we need to unroll Drexel yet?
Please.
Oh, yeah, we can unroll
it for this one. I've got the tingles.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll just...
That was a fast spin.
I'm so dizzy. I've never been more dizzy in my entire life. I have no legs. They're above my head.
Do not throw up my crafts. I do not want to see them.
He's thrown up a battalion.
Oh, that came up worse than it went down. Oh.
They're actually...
Oh.
Wait, no, they're actually...
Look at them.
Why do I have to eat such pointy things?
They're in a classic pincer formation, I think.
I've got a very tactical gallet.
That's it. That's impressive. And the cavalry are either... Wow, that's... Yeah, your stomach has a very incisive Tactical mind.
The Geistmans have always had the stomachs of warriors. They have to be to defeat the alcohol.
I have to say, I am a bit emotional, but I think I'm going to put this down as a use of good teamwork. I mean, they are my crafts.
They were
Trexel's upset stomach and David's foresight to see this as a work of art. I'm putting this down.
It comes together like a synergistic piece of pie. A slice for everyone involved. A slice for you. A slice for you. A slice for me.
I can rinse them off if you
want. The memory will still be there. You can clean it all you want, but you'll still know where they've been.
Trexel, why are you intent on making this worse?
Because it's who I am.
I'm not having those again. I'll get new crafts and it's fine. I'll create new relationships.
You can keep them, David. You can start a collection of things I vomited.
Can we establish a charitable trust to ensure that a museum collection is not preserved? We can call it the Unwelcome Collection.
I tell you what, I could just pummel them into discs right now. Would that help?
That would help.
Oh, hang on, okay. Let me do a 21 Trek salute as you destroy the troops. Boom! Ha! Slam! Kablam! That's enough, I'm not doing 21.
Goodbye, boys. Okay. Goodbye.
All right. There you go.
Ha, I'd say that battalion's got a very flat hierarchy. I'm hilarious.
Okay, no, just one second. I'm just going to gather these up, get them all in like a nice roll. And Trexel?
Yes?
Trexel, you would just say R.
Ah! You know what? They go down much smoother like that. Thank you, David. Now I still get to pass them, but without the unpleasant scraping. That's teamwork. Put it down for another one.
I'll put it down. I'm going to take
Archer's
that.
On board.
I'm taking that.
I would advise against this jocular acceptance of unarguable horrors.
Okay, this is a bit of a fun one. I want you to get out of your heads here, and we're just going to really be silly, okay?
Silly?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to put away our serious hats that we've been keeping on, put away our childish things. You know, childish seriousness. I was a very serious child. I actually started quite serious and then got here. Who knows why? I think trauma. Anyway, so, what's the game?
Right, so anything goes. I just want you to really think quick on your feet. There's no wrong answers, all right?
I think there is.
20!
Yep.
Except for that.
I think he's found the one wrong answer.
Yeah, the one wrong answer.
Well, in many ways, that's an achievement.
Right, so somebody is going to just pick something. They're going to say, I am a, and they're gonna leap into the middle of our little triangle here that we're making, and they're going to say what they are, and then they're gonna create the shape of the item, of the thing. And then the other two are gonna jump in and they're gonna be things that would go really nicely with this other thing. Yeah, does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Makes sense to me. Do we just go in turn or
No, you go in when you feel it. And then the first person who's jumped in, they say who the winner is. Because one person's going to have the best answer.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, right. Well, I am Trexel Geistman, world genius.
Okay. I am one of Hartro's miniatures. Falling down your throat.
Yes, it's good, it's good. I am the board.
Okay. Okay, not as impressive. Well, okay, well, I choose Trexel Geistman, world genius. I am Trexel Geistman, world genius.
I think you have to choose somebody else, Trexel.
No, you said choose the
no,
best
no,
one.
No, you gotta pick.
Trexel Geistman, world genius.
You pick.
Just come on with the game. No, jump in. I'm Trexel Geistman, world genius.
Okay, I'm Trexel Geistman's gills under his armpit.
Flapping away. Why?
All like an angry face.
I am the ever-ticking clock asking Trexel to just turn up on time once, for once.
Okay, Trexel, pick one of
I'll
us
pick,
the best.
I'll pick Trexel Geistman, world genius. Okay, I'm Trexel Geistman, world genius.
No, Trexel, because it's going to be the same every time. If you keep picking yourself, then we'll never have a new thing.
What am I supposed to... You say, pick the best one, David. Trexel Geistman, world genius is there. What am I supposed to do? Lie to the children? Think of their sad eyes. Please, sir, why did you not pick Trexel Geistman, world genius? He's the most genius in all of the worlds. Why? Why did you do this to us?
Okay,
non-specific orphans. Xee, you want to upset the non-specific orphans?
I'm a non-specific orphan.
They haven't
orphan.
Eaten an indeterminate amount of time.
Oh, I'm doing another one. I'm doing a new one. Get out. I'm a non-specific.
Okay,
I'm a non-specific
fine.
Orphan.
Okay. I am the ever-looming presence of starvation. Oh, hungry.
I am a teddy bear clutched in their tiny, tiny hands.
Aww, David wins. Okay, that's the end. We did it.
Hooray.
You certainly did something.
I didn't win.
Yay! We did it. We played it right.
Hooray.
We win.
We played it a way. Not the best way, in my opinion. And I've heard it said, a bit of a world genius.
The thing is, boys, the whole point was, can we play a game together correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past, when I've done your training, we've never been able to do that.
That's true.
But okay. We just did one round of that game correctly.
And no rules were broken.
Did we? Okay.
I'm actually going to put down for our review that we did excellent. There we go. And I'm sending that off.
There we go.
Submitting.
Oh,
okay.
Hang on. I've not heard that noise before. What's that? Whoa, that's a new panel.
There's a tray.
Golden card and three. Hacho, is this?
Oh, I've heard of
Hacho,
this.
Hacho, you read it out. I can't bear to touch it.
Okay, I'll read it.
No, give it here. No, you read it. I'm too nervous.
No, you
give it back to me.
Can I read it?
I'm going to read it. Right.
But read it properly.
Read it like it's an announcement from a herald in a heraldic tale.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yes.
That's exactly it. You couldn't have got that more right.
Okay. We, the board... Oh.
yes.
Hereby appoint you...
Who?
And there's sort of a space, and then in a different font, it kind of says, Trexel Geistman.
That's me!
And then we're back to the normal... And then it's in a thing, and it says your clone David 7, and then there's another bit in and.
I mean, we've covered everyone. What's the point?
In the font, Hartropilts.
Hartropilts
have been promoted to the position of senior executive.
Yes, it's finally here. Finally, the day my triumph is total. All my life.
Thank you.
There is more.
All my life.
There is more.
Thank you.
Assigned.
What?
To the department of.
Oh, we have a department.
The department.
Of course we. Of course we have. We can't just be. We can't.
We're not senior consultants without portfolio. Come on, we're big shots. Go on, David.
I know. Go on.
The Department of Business Warfare.
That is a department. You know what? There are lots of departments for senior consultants. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. That's a tip-top one. That's where they keep all the guns.
Okay, and I mean that's there's no PS, there's nothing.
What else is there to say?
Perhaps that this must be a terrible mistake, as Trexel will now be in charge of some wars.
Well, I'm just gonna sort of tear it in half. There's nothing hidden, there's no bombs, there's no...
No.
It's not like a surprise evil card inside.
They've given us executive senior business warfare slurry.
A flute for me, a flute for Hacho. There is a flute for you, David, but I think it might be full of regular... I think they've just given you regular clone slurry. But it's in a nice flute.
Glass.
I mean,
so there's always that.
Great.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. I knew this day would come.
Oh, sweet nectar. Oh, sweet nectar. Oh, yes.
Okay, no, just
good.
Why are you drinking through your armpits? You don't need to do that.
That's so good. You taste it better through the gill. I've got four tongues in there. Tasty.
Just hang on a minute.
What?
This is... You said...
Are you going to...
Nothing could ruin this.
David, are you going to gainsay this? You've got your gainsay face on. This is unreservedly, without reservation, with not a single reservation. You're not getting a table. That party over there, they've just sat down. With no reservation, this is a good thing. Do you know how long I've been hoping, wishing, dreaming, waking up, striking, panicking, burying, driving around and round all night going, oh, Lord, what have I done? They're going to find out. Then nobody comes, David, because my day never comes. And finally, my day has come. I am a senior executive. No one can take that away from me. Not Mum, not Dad. They didn't believe, but here I am, senior consultant Geistman. Take that, you dead idiots.
Now, that is entirely my thought. This doesn't really happen to people, does it? Like, have you ever heard of this happening to anyone else?
Yeah, some people are senior.
Somebody has to be a senior executive.
Parajack had to have gone somewhere. You know, they were an executive here, and they were moving up. That's why we were moving in, so I assume they went to... I mean, I've not seen them since, and I've never actually met a senior executive in person, but I assume they go somewhere and it's fine.
I had a poster on my wall as a child that there was a senior executive in a sort of shadowy figure underneath the word senior executive.
Yeah. Shadowy people.
No, but yeah. So this is really... I'm not saying that, like, nobody is ever a senior executive. I assume that they exist. But people don't just get promoted, do they? So I really think this might have something to do with standards. Right? I really think this might be...
Oh, it's about David. Sorry, Hartro. I thought for a moment something was about us, but I think it's about David. I think David's identified that it's about him and his weird menage a trois, what is this, with standards.
No, but standards... I think like they are the people who could do this kind of thing, and it's a bit neat that all. Like, also, why did we get promoted together?
Because we just had an excellent teamwork brief. So
no, he's right.
Please, Hartro, we don't always agree on things, but we can both agree that David is always wrong.
Oh, I wish I could, but Drexel, he's got a point. Nobody would ever promote you to senior executive. Like, it doesn't make sense unless there's some sort of thing, like, the stakeholders meeting. Because they said, do you remember? I said the stakeholder meeting coming up and they needed, what was it? David Seven was still the best choice, option.
I'd forgot. I don't
remember that at all because I don't think I was listening.
No, it all makes sense.
I was so obsessed with the Clone Revolution thing, I just kind of brushed it off. But you're right, they did have... They want to set us up for something.
Why can't I just have something? Why couldn't I
let's
have
just
this?
I just want to make sure. Let's just. So, who gets to go to the stakeholders meeting?
Well, it's a small selection chosen from senior executives, I think, so...
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, I think this needs a little bit of further investigation. Now, I could do it, but I think we all know...
I'll do it.
If you send me out there, I'll start with the best of intentions. But give me 20 minutes, I'll be neck deep in some starry. So, because I'm celebrating anyway. I don't care if this is part of a ploy. I'm celebrating as if it's real. Like it's 1999.
Okay. I'm on this. Okay. I just need to get my mind back in the game. I'm a great detective. I do wonderful spy work. I will get some intel. I've got this, boys.
Right.
Well, Hartro, you go off and do your thing. I'm going to go off for a celebratory 12 hours of drinking. And David, you get to stay here. Congratulations.
Yep. I'll just wait for the floor to open up and I'll land in a different office.
Maybe it'll be a different way this time, David. I mean, it probably won't be. They've established a bit of a pattern. But we can but dream. Maybe we'll be carried there on golden chariots. Mm-hmm. Bewinged chariots full of kittens.
Yes, maybe this new office will be shinier and even more confusing.
Ooh, could be. As you know, as you get more executive and you get more sleek, you get less labels, you get less buttons.
Good, great. I will
forward... No, hang on. I'm an executive now, David. Fewer buttons. I thank you.
All right, I'm out of here. If you see me out in the world, you don't know me.
I don't know you now, because my vision is going hazy. Bye, David. Bye, Hartro.
Wait, we were going to roll him down some stairs. Aye, 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 aye.
Signal from sector TRV-420 active. Receiving intercepted transmission.
Wait. What's this? What signal?
These are the intercepted transmissions with the suspected source being the Galactonian public relays.
Galactonian? It could be... maybe it's a... Oh, my board! Can you make it any clearer?
Signal cleanup in process. Estimated time to completion... 14 hours.
Okay. I can wait.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfeck. Baffin was played by Travis McElroy. Editing was by Michelle Snow and Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi, everyone. Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Eddie Ryan, Nihon, Anna Kiselevich, Jade Rose Fulford, Andrea Jones, Ashley McManus, Kate Schwichtenberg, Eric Magnuson, Kyle Jett Peterson, Stripey Tail, C. Porter, Number 9, Deandra Mazura, Isaac Passad, and every patron who has ever supported us. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate your support. And thanks for listening.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins. We're the hosts of Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Join us every week where we sit down and talk about parenting, even though we don't really know what we're talking about. We have guests, we take your calls, and we get weird.
Tiffany and I are just like you. We are two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. Join us on Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast for parents.
Acast recommends.